choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
It's true, though. Everybody gets, when they hear the Word of God, they all have a different response. Some are edified, some are corrected, some are guided. God speaks differently to different people with the Word. I just communicate it, but the Holy Spirit is the one who needs to touch your heart and direct it and so forth. So when we pray, you're praying that God does that, in fact, touch your heart with his words. Verse 1, chapter 42 of Jeremiah. Now all the captains of the forces, Johanan, the son of Kareah, Jezaniah, the son of Hoshaiah, and all the people from the least, that would be us, to the greatest, come near. And then said Jeremiah the prophet, then they said, so all of them gathered together, and then they said to Jeremiah the prophet, please let our petition be acceptable to you and pray for us. Jeremiah, you're the prophet of God, pray for us to the Lord your God, for all this remnant, as you can see. So the people, first of all, the background here, the people were afraid of the advancing army from Chaldea, the Babylonians, basically. And they were considering a retreat into Egypt. Many of the people from Judah, the folks from Judah had already moved there, and finding out that the Chaldean army was going to invade and take the nation, and they knew that they were no match for them. Many of them already moved into Egypt for protection, so they wouldn't be taken as slaves. But there was a remnant. Not everybody moved. There was a remnant left in Judah. And they were struggling with the decision: should we go to Egypt as well? Should we go and ask for asylum and get refuge in Egypt? Should we trust in Egypt as our protection? And so they wanted Jeremiah to pray for them and to get an answer from the prophet. The prophet would speak the word of God to them, and that's what prophets did back then. They spoke the word of God to the people. They didn't. Moses had some writings called the Book of the Law, but not all the writings of the prophets had been collected. The Psalms had not yet been collected. The Proverbs had not yet been collected. So they had a very limited book as far as the Bible's concerned. So in order to supplement the book, the incomplete book, they had prophets. And prophets spoke forth the word of God. The problem was, of course, and I know I'm like a broken record on this subject, but I have to do this all the time, because every now and then somebody will come in to me and tell me what they heard the prophet tell them. And the prophet said they were going to marry Andy or something. And it's like, no, that's not the truth. Stop it, Martha. So what the Lord said, well, look at Jeremiah 14:14. The problem they had then, the problem we had in the New Testament church, is the same. The prophets are prophesying lies, it says. 14:14 of Jeremiah. The prophets, men of God who call themselves prophets, they are prophesying lies in my name. I did not send them. I did not command them, neither did I even speak to them. They are prophesying to you a lying vision, worthless divinations, which means they're telling you, thus saith the Lord, this is coming from God himself, worthless divinations, and it's from the deceit of their own minds. This was the problem in the Old Testament, problem in the New Testament. When you're relying on prophets to give you the word, you're always going to get counterfeits. Isaiah 30 and verse 10, the people wanted counterfeits. The people wanted prophecies that didn't cause them discomfort. So they said to the prophets, do not see what God really has to say, but do not prophesy to us the right thing. Speak to us smooth things and prophesy deceits. That's what the people wanted. They wanted a bunch of prophets to give them a bunch of a very important Hebrew word, malarkey. They wanted the prophets to give them malarkey because they didn't want to hear the truth. The truth sometimes is not comfortable. And so they had prophets who were expertise was to speak smooth things, to keep them happy, to keep them coming, to keep the seats filled, to keep the offering baskets full. And so they would compromise the word. So that's the problem in the Old Testament. It didn't change in the New Testament. We had New Testament prophets because the Bible still was not complete. The epistles were yet to be completed. And John, of course, being the last writer of the New Testament, 96 AD, he finished the book of Revelation. So the Bible hadn't been completed. God was still using prophets to bring his word, but there was always false prophets, which Jesus warned about over and over again. False teachers, false prophets. And so you really can't trust prophets. You can trust your Bible. You can't trust the prophets. You can trust your Bible. So we don't even consider that. We don't even, if you think you're a prophet, you've got a word for us, keep it. Keep it. We got 31,000 words. We don't need to hear from you. Sorry, I know I said that because I know there's no prophets in here, I hope. Except maybe the Coke. But verse 3 in Jeremiah 42. The Lord your God, remember they asked Jeremiah to pray for them. They're the remnant. They don't know whether to run for Egypt for safety or to stand fast in the Holy Land and let God be God. The Lord your God may show that the Lord your God may show us the way. We want guidance in which way we should walk and the thing we should do. We need guidance. We want to know what to do. We don't want to know how to walk and what to do. We have that in the New Testament. The Holy Spirit leads us in our walk, and the Bible tells us what to do. Wherever the Holy Spirit leads us, we do what the Bible tells us to do. You're knocking on doors here in Green Acres. If the Holy Spirit led you to go to Bombay, India, you'd be doing the same thing. What the Bible tells you to do. You'd be knocking on doors and witnessing to people. So the Bible tells us what to do. It tells us how to live. Tells us everything, and the Holy Spirit leads us where we should do it. So, but in the Old Testament, they didn't have that. They had a bunch of laws which they were commanded to keep, and if they didn't, they would receive condemnation. It was a tough go in the Old Testament. But that was like that so that God could teach the people that without Christ, they could do nothing. He wanted them to fail. He wanted them not to be able to do it because he wanted to show them that without Christ you can do you won't be able to do it. So in 3:19 of Romans, he said that the law was given so that the whole world would become guilty before him. And the law was our schoolmaster, our teacher to lead us to Christ. So, but Jeremiah the prophet said to them, I have heard what you're saying to me. Indeed, I will pray to the Lord your God according to your words. I'll pray to God and give him what you said to me. And it shall be that whatever the Lord answers you, I will declare it to you. I will keep nothing back from you. What has Jeremiah promised to them? That he would give them the whole counsel of God. Whatever the Lord tells me to tell you, I will tell you exactly as he says it, and I will hold nothing back. I'll give you the whole counsel of God. Nothing held back, just because it may not be popular with you. And maybe I'll have fewer seats filled next week. Whatever, I'm going to tell you exactly what God tells me. Didn't Paul say the same thing, Acts 20:27? I have not held back to declare to you the whole counsel of God, Acts 20:27. Paul said the same thing. I'm not holding anything back. I'm telling you everything from the book, which I'm writing, by the way. A big 14 epistles of it anyways. And so the remnant understood that Jeremiah was their pastor. He was a prophet, but he was also their pastor, their shepherd, their leader, their spiritual leader. And he would send, God would send his message through his servant and through his communicator. And they believed that. They trusted that whatever Jeremiah said would be coming from God. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, the reason the Thessalonian church was so fruitful and so successful was because they believed the same thing. When they heard the word from the preacher, they took it as the word of God. They took it to heart as the word of God. So they said to Jeremiah in verse 5, "Let the Lord be a true and faithful witness between us. If we do not do according to everything which the Lord your God sends us through you." And here's the thing. Whether it be pleasing or displeasing, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God to whom we send you. Probably in their case, displeasing would be stand still and let the Chaldeans come. That would be displeasing. Pleasing might be get the heck out of there. As far as the natural man goes, but it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God, that it may be well. We know that if we obey the voice of the Lord, if we do it God's way, we know the doctrine of blessing. If we do it God's way, we know that there's a blessing attached to it. So we know that doctrine. And we're willing to stand here and wait for you to go to God and pray and get the answer. Whatever it is, pleasing or displeasing, we will do what God says because we know that there's a blessing attached to it. So pleasing for us, let's say pleasing this morning, is if the Holy Spirit leads you to stay and eat pizza today. That's pleasing, especially if it's pepperoni. Displeasing, which means that I'm not so thrilled about doing this, but I'll take up my cross. I won't say anything. I won't drive. I won't complain. I'll deny myself. My little comfort zone.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage